Welcome to ID the Future, a podcast of the Center for Science and Culture. Discovery Institute has just released a new short documentary titled Firemaker: How Humans Were Designed to Harness Fire and Transform Our Planet, featuring Discovery Institute senior fellow Michael Denton. In the film, Denton, a biologist, investigates the amazing story of how humans and our planet were exquisitely designed to harness miraculous powers of fire and transform our planet. Written and produced by John G. West, the DVD also includes The Biology of the Baroque, a 21-minute documentary exploring the mystery of non-adaptive order in nature. At a recent screening here in Seattle, Denton responded to questions and comments from the audience wondering how it came about that early humans even thought to create fire in the beginning. Let's listen in.
My background is nuclear and space. I'm a visitor from Pakistan. Thank you very much, Dr. Denton, for this excellent documentary. I don't have exactly a question, but something which will be supportive of this. You have explained very well the conditions of our atmosphere and the conditions, special conditions, proportion of the human body. I could perhaps go one step further, that given these two conditions alone, I don't think that we could have exploited fire, because we would not even have known what fire is and how to make fire. It was only when nature, or creator if you like, demonstrated to us through two sources that I can offer and think of, lightning and the volcanic eruptions, that there is such a thing that we could duplicate. So it adds to it that not only were the conditions produced, given, but that demonstration was also given. Yeah. How to do it, you see. Wake up.
Yeah. This is a perfect example of what I say is the more you look into fitness, the more and more elements you find. That's an element I hadn't thought of. But obviously, in fact, if the atmosphere wasn't fit to support electric disturbances, let's call them, you know, lightning, then clearly, in fact, there wouldn't be fires on the planet. And, you know, whether there's sufficient volcanic activity for that to be a significant thing, I'm not sure. But lightning, very, very much so, because throughout the world it causes fires. That's a very, very interesting, intriguing point. And I'll be thinking about it over the next few weeks, actually. But it just demonstrates that the more deeply you go into this question, the more and more elements of fitness. That's probably an absolutely necessary element of fitness. Because if nobody's ever seen a fire, then they would never think of making one here. So,
yeah. And if I may be allowed a quick observation, a little bit outside this, which also, I think, graphically brings out the uniqueness of humans, man, is this ability that we alone in nature, in creation, have been given. Not the suns and the glorious stars, the blazing sun or the romantic moon, or the majestic mountains or the raging seas. And that is the freedom of choice. We alone amongst the creation, as far as we know it now, have this ability of freedom of choice. Our atheist friends can even deny the creator and nobody strangles them. So they have been given the choice. What could be more unique than that?
Yeah. Well, you certainly need to have mind, intelligence, agency, and these sorts of things to make a fire as well, yes.
See Michael Denton in Firemaker: How Humans Were Designed to Harness Fire and Transform Our Planet. Firemaker is available at Amazon.com and at privilegedspecies.com.
Hi, I'm Doug Axe, and I have a new book coming out on July 12th titled Undeniable: How Biology Confirms Our Intuition That Life is Designed. And I think this book will give you a new take on your intuition about the design of life. If you go to the website undeniabledesign.com before July 12th, you have an opportunity to pre-order the book and receive some gifts. You'll get three books, one called Science and Human Origins, I did a chapter in that, another called Debating Darwin's Doubt that I've contributed to, and a copy of The Unofficial Guide to Cosmos. In addition, you get an opportunity to participate in a private exclusive conference call with me and Michael Medved, where you can put questions to me about the book and I'll do my best to answer them. So go to undeniabledesign.com before July 12th, pre-order the book, and you get these gifts, an opportunity to participate in the conference call. And be sure to tell your friends and family about the opportunity to pre-order as well at undeniabledesign.com.
This program was recorded by Discovery Institute's Center for Science and Culture. ID the Future is copyright Discovery Institute, 2016. For more information, visit intelligentdesign.org or idthefuture.com.